Now, here's one. If an objectivist wins $100 million in the lottery, what should he do with the money? No, the obvious answer is, leaving aside whatever context and obligations he's already assumed, he should do whatever makes him selfishly happy. He should do whatever makes him selfishly happy. How could a philosophy tell you, if you get $50 or $100, $1,000, $200, it's up to you to decide, but $100 million, here we come in with the rule. What would the rule be? Should we say, well, you should give $99 million to spread ideas? Well, no, that depends on their importance to you. What is your hierarchy of dreams in life? What is most important to you? What if you find that you can get a seat on one of these spaceships for $50 million, you know, they're going to have commercial rockets, and you'd rather do that than see a professor of philosophy at Harvard? That is entirely up to you. Now, you're going to help friends if you want to, but I say only within limits, and only if you tell yourself, this is not, quote, being moral, unquote. It is just as moral to spend it on decorating your backyard as giving it to the needy. As far as charity, in my experience, almost all organized charities are a scam. 80 to 90% goes to that they receive goes to the costs of the bureaucracy and the staff, etc. So you're wasting your $100 million if you do it there. But the answer in a nutshell is figure out you're only here on this earth for a certain number of seconds. You can calculate, but it is a number of seconds. What do you want out of this life? No obligations.